Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves." Think of a mouse trap. The bait rests on the trigger, and when it's touched, the bar snaps down. The trap doesn't just appear, it's set. That's the picture Jesus gives when he speaks about stumbling blocks. In this world, traps are constantly baited. Temptations are set, waiting for someone to take the bait. The results are deadly. Jesus warns that because we are sinful, our words and actions can become part of the trap. A careless word, a crude joke, or a dishonest shortcut at work can send the message that sin isn't serious or that Christians are hypocrites. Either way, it lures people closer to danger. Whether we like it or not, people notice the behavior of Christians. If we live no differently than the world, some may assume Christianity excuses sin. Others may think faith itself is fake. Both conclusions spring the trap, and someone's trust in God may be crushed. That's why Jesus speaks so strongly. "Woe to anyone who causes one of these little ones to stumble. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck." It's a shocking image, but it shows how seriously he views leading someone away from faith. Jesus not only warns us about the danger, he came to rescue us from it. On the cross, he stepped into the snare for us, took the crushing blow of our sin, and freed us. Because of his forgiveness, the trap of guilt has no hold on us. Now, with his Spirit guiding us, we watch ourselves, not to earn God's favor, but to live in a way that points others safely to Christ. Lord Jesus, you know how easily I fall into sin and how often my actions can harm others. Forgive me. Guard my words and deeds so that my life points people to you, not away from you. Fill me with your love so I may encourage others to trust in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.